Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Mem Zayin, Chapter 47. In this chapter, we are told about the downfall of Babylonia, like in chapters 13 and 21. According to the Malbim, this is repeated in order to stress the contrast between us and the Babylonians. It is true that they will defeat us and take us into exile, but we will survive and rise again, and this is not true for them. More broadly, we must remember that this prophecy is for us. The general prophecy that the Babylonians will be destroyed is part of the prophecy of comfort, because their destruction will lead to our redemption. The detailed descriptions of their downfall and the reasons for it are also given to us, because there are many warnings and lessons that we can learn from them. The Navi speaks to the Babylonians and says, "Redi ushvi al afar b'sulas bas pavel, shvi la'aretz ein kisei bas kasdim." Get down, sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit, dethroned on the floor, on the ground, daughter of Chaldea. Kilo sosifi kru'u lach rakava anuga. Because they will no longer call you the delicate and dainty one. Until this point, the people of Babylon were delicate, in that they were never challenged. Their power was so great that they didn't have to defend themselves, nor work themselves, because other people worked for them. Kire chayim v'tachani kamach. Take the millstone and grind flour. This type of work is the work of slaves, because they will become slaves to Paras and Madai, Persia and Media, who will destroy them. The Navi speaks to the nation as a single dethroned princess. She will have to remove her veil and train and bare her legs when she wades through the rivers to escape and to work. Until this point, the women of Babel had never had to traverse uneven areas on foot. And now they will have to raise their skirts for uneven paths and streams. Tigal ervaseich, gam tira echer paseich. Your nakedness will be uncovered and your shame will be exposed. Both the activities that cause the exposure and the exposure itself will be degrading. Nakamekach veloefka adam. I will take vengeance and I will not heed help from any man. Hashem says that he will take vengeance on the Babylonians himself. Why did the destruction of degradation and embarrassment befall them? Kafatzi alami chilalti nachalasi ve'etnei biyadecha. Hashem tells the Babylonians, I was angry at my people, and I defiled my heritage. I put them into your hands. Of course, it was Hashem's will that the Babylonians destroy us and our temple. So then why are they punished? Lo samtahem rachamim, asachkein hichbarit ulecha me'od. But you showed them no mercy. Even upon the aged, you made your yoke very, very heavy. It seems that the Babylonians would not have been punished for merely conquering the Jewish people. That was their calling. But they did it with gusto, with no compassion. Even those like the aged, to whom people customarily show respect, they did not lighten their persecution. And where did this lack of compassion come from? The Navi explains. V'tomrila ola me yegveret. You thought to yourself, I will always be the mistress. You were so heady with your own power that you never considered that it wouldn't last forever. They thought their power was self-sustaining, so they never even considered their actions. V'tiftechi v'ra'aseich amart eini ro'ani. You were secure in your evil. You never worried about the consequences that it might bring. You thought to yourself, no one can see me. No one is evaluating me. They thought to themselves, they are on top of the food chain. There is no one to whom they need to be accountable. And here the Navi adds a very interesting detail. Chachmaseich v'da'ateich hi shovavtech. It was your wisdom and your knowledge that led you astray. V'tomri v'libeich. Ani va'afsi od, and you thought to yourself, I am, and there is none but me. It is not that the Babylonians fell despite their knowledge and wisdom. The Navi says they fell because of it. Their own capabilities and achievements led them to believe that they were untouchable, that they could act as they wished with no repercussions. Radak takes this even further to say that they were so confident because of their actual advancements over other nations that they didn't feel the need to turn to Hashem. It was this confidence, a corrupt byproduct of their legitimate achievements, that made their downfall so dramatic. As we mentioned before, these details are here so that we can learn from them ourselves. Malvin points out that there are two character flaws that caused the degradation of the behavior of the Babylonians. The first is Ein ro'ani, no one sees me. This is the lack of shame that comes with the recognition that there is a being that knows of your every deed. The second, Chachma Seich v'Da'aseich, is that they use their wisdom to justify their actions. This is the great tool of the Yetzer Hara, rationalization. They rationalize their behavior so that they did not feel an internal push to do tshuva. Although referring here to Bavel, this is, of course, a warning to us, both as individuals and as a group, as Klal Yisrael, that we continue to sin because we convince ourselves that no one knows or cares what we do, and we use crooked logic to justify our behavior as well. The Navi continues, Uva alayich ra'a lo seidi shachra. Evil is coming upon you, but you do not know how to pray. You believed so strongly in your own power that you never learned how to pray, how to turn to God for help. So now that you need to, you do not know how. This is really based on such an important foundation of self-development. We cannot develop a relationship with God and a way to speak to him when we are already in crisis and desperate for a solution. That pathway and that relationship must be developed before we get to that point. Instead, the Navi says, you used your time to build up your knowledge with sorcery, magic, idol worship, and the like, so that the Navi says to them, use them. All those tools and all those relationships that you did build, now that you're in crisis, let's see if they work. Rely on your spells and enchantments that worked for you before. Maybe they will work now, or maybe your advisors will help. Go ask them. Ya'amduna v'yoshiucha. Let them stand up and help you now. But of course, hine hayu kekash eish serafasam. They have become like straw. Fire consumes them. Lo yatzilu es nafsham miyad lahava. They cannot save themselves from the power of the flame. Ein gacheles lachman ur lasheves negdo. There is no coal for warming oneself, no fire to sit by. Even their ashes provide no benefit, not even warmth. Your investment in these things was for naught. At your time of need, they cannot help you. The comparison to straw is apt. When straw is burning, it is impressive and flashy. But unlike things that are more substantive, a second later, there is nothing left at all. So too, all of those whom you relied on, when things were going well, there was a flashy success. And it was so hard to turn to God and to remember where everything really comes from. But now, there will be nothing remaining of these things at all. Again, this is about the Babylonians, but the message to us is clear. Don't be tempted by flashy success. If there is not substance or reality inside, it will quickly disappear, just like the great Babylonian Empire, never to be seen or heard from again. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.